This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Every Tuesday, we get together and we do the think tank. We get a couple of our pals together who are on opposite sides of the aisle, and we talk through current issues. Mike Elam's been on a million times. Mike is running for Steve Ellman's seat out in St. Charles County. Michael Butler, the recorder of deeds in the city, a former state rep, is running for the mayor's job. Met Mike the other day. I told him, first time I met him, like you, like your vibe, like your energy. So thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Introduce yourself. I'm sure the KMOX audience knows who you are, but let's get into some detail.
I'm excited, man, and I hope we can work together in the future, Mike. And so I've been a state representative for 6 years in Jefferson City. I was the Democratic caucus chair at a young age in Jefferson City, and I left that job to take care of my family and come back home, and I ran for recorder of deeds, and I've been the elected recorder of deeds for the past six years here in the city of St. Louis. And in between that time, I was a chairman of the Democratic Party for about 2 years, and I've just been a young go-getter that is about making our city better.
Yeah. Go even farther back than that. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school?
Yeah, I went to Parkway North High School. That's the question everybody wants to answer.
Sure.
Welcome to St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
I played football there and I played cornerback and wide receiver. And my plan was always to play college football, but I didn't grow enough. I'm still about
five. You're in good company.
Yeah. Can't identify. Yeah.
You're in a good room for that.
I'm still about 5'9", and I was then, about 150 pounds. So that dream went out, and I went to college and got a business degree and worked at a little company called Walmart Stores Incorporated at their home office when I graduated. And I decided to come back home and go to grad school and start out as an intern in politics.
Did you always have a pull towards politics?
I did. I tell a story. When I was a kid, I was playing a baseball game at Herb Hoover Boys and Girls Club. And we were playing against a team I knew was cheating. And this team, I don't like to say the name of the team, but it does rhyme with Schmatthews and Schmicky. And they were coming in second base to cleats up and just making it hard on us. And they won that game. So the Schmatthews and Schmicky's folks love to hear me say they won that game so good that I cried to my dad that, it wasn't fair. My dad told me life isn't fair, and something broke in me that day. I wanted to make life fair for everyone, and I ran for student council president in the fourth grade on the Make Lunches Better. And we had that old pizza.
Great again.
Yes. Had that old pizza that, and the square pizza with the bad cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time I got to fifth grade, we had circle pizza with good cheese. And,
look at you.
In St. Louis, you can't say square pizza with bad cheese.
Oh, yeah.
You can't say that.
A siren just went off in emos.
Yeah. Well, I guess we could have got some emos. I could have did a little better.
There you go.
Yeah.
We could have replaced the pizza.
Well, maybe that's something we can work on. Emos pizza at every cafeteria in the city.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. I like that.
So, what a big job. It's a big job being mayor of St. Louis. It's either the best time to run or the worst time to run because of the way things are going. But just kind of give me your vision. Go into as much detail or make it as 30,000-foot view as you want.
three things that people talk about why they move from St. Louis or want to move or don't want to move to St. Louis City, and that is schools, crime, and housing options. So I want to be sure to improve our schools by providing wraparound service funding from our city government through our RAMS funding, especially. I want to reduce crime by building a quality police department and being aggressive about salary increases for our police department, as well as continuing focusing on the root cause of crime and investing in partnerships with community organizations. And then lastly, to improve our housing, I want to make sure that we're reducing and eliminating the vacant housing in our city, which is the biggest eyesore, not just in our city, but in our region. When people drive down the highway, when they come fly into town, people talk about all the vacant housing that they see. We have thousands of properties that we should be using the hundreds of millions of dollars we have for our RAMS funding to build new properties and build infill housing and renovate housing that we in our city to increase our population.
What do we need specifically? Because I know a lot of the fight right now in the Board of Aldermen is and it's about money, but it's always about allocating resources. And there's a fight about downtown versus North City. What do you think North City needs? How can we help North Cityans?
Those three things. North City still needs those three, housing, reducing the crime, and good schools. So folks in North City want to live the same way folks in South City live, or people in St. Charles live. People want the same product. They want the same attention. But what we hear mostly is that I hear from constituents that they don't feel like they're getting their money's worth. And they look at a St. Charles and say, they're paying. If I'm paying taxes, and I may can pay less taxes in St. Charles, and I'm not getting the look and the feel that I see I can get in other places like Kirkwood or parts of Illinois, and I'm paying my taxes, I'm not getting my money's worth. So those government services are important to folks, and bringing our government back to the basics is important. That we're picking up trash on time, that we're filling potholes, that we're taking down trees that we say we're going to do as a government. These are things that I hear from people in North City every day, that they're just not getting their basic city services taken care of. And the mayor is directly responsible for that.
So I've not met Tashara. I don't think she wants to meet me, but I don't. And I've been very critical of her, but I do not blame her for everything. You know, I don't think she gets the credit. I don't think she gets all the blame. But in your estimation, being very close to this, what has she done or not done that you think does make her primarily responsible?
I don't dislike the mayor either. But I don't think the mayor has been focused on those basic government services. I think the mayor, I noticed in City Hall for the first few years, she was focused on big picture issues and selling the city as a strategy. To folks outside the city to increase investment. And she lost track of the job of actually running the city government. And many folks internally saw that. And now we're seeing the effects of that externally. And now everybody sees the effects of that. And then when you have a big snowstorm, then it all comes to fruition. And everyone in the region sees the strategy of not being focused on improving your internal government structure. I'm interested in that unsexy stuff. I have a master's degree in public administration. I served in the state legislature. I run a government agency in City Hall right now. That's the fun stuff to me. That gets me going in the morning. So I'm going to be more focused on how do we improve services that people can feel every day.
Yeah. So that's Michael Butler. He's running for mayor of St. Louis. He's currently recorder of deeds. Mike Elam on the county council running for the county executive. Mike, same questions to you about St. Charles County. And if you can, focus a little bit on the way the county interacts with the city.
You know, I think it's interesting what Michael's bringing up is not only are we both sides of the political aisle, we're both sides of the river, right? So it's amazing what a difference 30 miles can make. In terms of economic difference, but the issues that you talk about are the same no matter where you live. And it doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, you want good schools. I think everything starts with good schools. Your community is either going to spiral up or spiral down based on your school district. And it's funny, if you go back and you look 100 years ago in the 1920s, the two best school districts in America were the New York Public Schools and the St. Louis Public Schools. And they went back and forth every year as the best school districts in America. But today, the St. Louis Public Schools are one of the reasons why you have this big push in Jeff City of trying to go, you know, charter schools or give the kid money to go to whatever school they want to go to because they just don't feel like they're getting a quality education. Mm-hmm. Crime is the other thing that you talk about. And crime in St. Charles County is different than crime in the city of St. Louis. But if you want to feel safe in your community, no matter where you live. In St. Charles County, 90% of the car break-ins and car thefts that we have are because people left their car unlocked. And in many cases, their car is stolen because they left the key fob in the unlocked car that they were at. I was at Bryant and Fizey, not far from where you used to live, the other day. And pulled into Quick Trip, get out of my car. The car next to me is running with no one in it. I would submit to you that that person feels safe in their community, right? But feeling safe in your community is the foundation for everything you have to build off of. And everything that you're talking about just works that way. If you don't feel safe here and your kids can't get a quality education, you can't grow. You've got to have that as a basic foundation. It doesn't matter where you live in America, whether it's St. Charles, St. Louis, or Timbuktu, you've got to have those as a building block to be able to move forward. Mm-hmm. I tell the story often that I was a Navy corpsman, right? So get out of basic training in the Navy, you had to swim 200 yards. Not because you're going to swim to shore, but because when your ship is sinking in the middle of the ocean, you have to get far enough away that the undertow of that sinking ship doesn't bring you down. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, but in that scenario, the city of St. Louis is that sinking ship for the region. And the region is going to grow or fall based on how the city does. Steve Ellman talks about all the time, when you go on vacation around the country, you don't tell people, I'm from Darden Prairie. They don't even know where Darden Prairie is in St. Louis County, much less around the country. You say, I'm from St. Louis. And people look at you and go, ooh, and you survived? I mean, that's the picture that people around the country have. And a lot of them around the world actually still have the picture of St. Louis that was on CNN when the Michael Brown stuff was going on. And that's their vision of St. Louis. And then they have that reinforced by hearing about all the violent crime. If the city can get a handle on crime and work with the legislature on improving schools and work with the local school board on improving schools, St. Louis can turn this around and we can have a great region again. But we've really got to work together because we all have skin in the game on the city of St. Louis.
We need to realize that.
We have a vested interest because, you know, eventually all the people from St. Louis and St. Louis County are going to move to St. Charles County who want to move there, and then it's done. Mm-hmm. And we've been the fastest growing county for the last 25 years, but we can't keep doing that unless we get the region growing. If the region's growing, I'll put my county against any in the country.
So, Michael, mm-hmm. Rage is a city resident, and she just received some campaign stuff from Kara and from Mayor Jones. And in Mayor Jones's pamphlet, it talks about the decrease in crime and gives a lot of statistics. I'm sure you've heard them at the debate last night. Mm-hmm. I don't feel it. I don't live in the city, but I've been working here since 1990, back when I was a lawyer. I used to feel safe. I no longer do, but I'm also a smart guy who understands statistics. Should I be trusting these statistics?
A lot of people in our community don't feel it either. And they talk just like you do, that they don't feel the changes. And there are a lot of academic studies that have shown that those statistics are something you shouldn't trust. I want to make sure that we're reducing crime in a way that people can feel, and that we know there's a promotion from a word of mouth, not just from a government statistic, that St. Louis City is a place to be feel safe again.
Yeah. And a lot of it too isn't just like, I can't remember the last time I heard about someone getting a stick up robbery downtown. I just don't hear about that much.
Right.
But I see all the cars without any license plates. If you drive Highway 70, you're taking your life in your hands.
Yeah.
So I think that under crime, like, I've had my license plate expire and I drive around like I'm a felon. You know, I'm looking in my rearview mirror all the time because I don't want to get pulled over by the cops. I think we need to restore some of that simple stuff like that.
Simple stuff itself. I was just talking to someone about this early, that part crime in St. Louis City has to deal with murder. And that's personal to me because my cousin was murdered in my state representative district when I was a state representative. Mm. And a murder lasts longer for a family. Murder doesn't just affect the individual like a burglary or a car theft. It affects an entire family and it lasts longer. You get a car theft and you get a new car, and that feeling might last for a year or two. But a murder feeling lasts for decades. And so I think part of making people feel the statistics and feel better, when we're reducing murders, we have to understand that there are community feelings from years ago. That same cousin who was murdered, his father, his best friend, got murdered about 20 years before that. And they and my cousins still do an annual event in Terry Park, in a very small park in St. Louis City, to acknowledge their loss from when they were in their early 20s. So that's how much 40 years later, how important and how those feelings still linger for most people in our city. And I think to understand that understands how we, what we have to do to release that and get that community safe feeling again.
That's Michael Butler. That's Mike Elam. We're going to take a break. Be back with more right after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Matt Guys, DGS 424. We have Michael Butler, who is currently Recorder of Deeds in the city, running for the mayor's office. Mike Elam, who's currently on the St. Charles County Council, running for county executive. Possible these two gentlemen will be working together in the future.
How about that?
Yeah. Michael, unfair, because we only have about 3 minutes here, and it's a huge topic, but St. Louis obviously has a big African-American community. How has race affected things, especially recently, and how can we make that better?
I think with the murder of Michael Brown, race has become polarizing in some ways and in the region. But in St. Louis City, we have really, really gotten past some of our differences. And there's a little more unity amongst races here in St. Louis City. And I found that our agreeance, especially here in the region, about the racial equity lens, and we take for a lot of those things. And now there's a big term, DEI, that has been, but we've been focused on racial equity here in the region for quite some time, and leaders from St. Charles to St. Louis County have all agreed on taking a lens to make sure that things are fair for everyone.
Yeah.
And fairness, I think, is it is something that's kind of slowly went away and not been a focus, but I still feel it there. I've never seen a media industry in this region that has been more focused on including Black voices, as I've seen in the Business Journal or the Post-Dispatch, and including the St. Louis American and a lot of different larger media pushes. And I'm really happy to see how we've grown as a region. Now we still have work to do as far as wealth gaps and as far as rebuilding neighborhoods. But I'm very excited about how we've progressed as a region when it comes to race.
The African American community is not monolithic. They don't speak with one voice. But in general, do you think the black people in North City and North County feel like they've had a fair shake from the city in the past few years?
No. I think a lot of black people were excited to have a black mayor again, and that there would be more than just attention focused on. I think there's been more attention focused on North City, and there've been a lot of plans. But what I hear from people in North City, there hasn't been results. And there, so while we've had a lot of press conferences and plans released, they still look out and see vacant housing. They still don't feel like their schools are doing much, but they haven't seen the results.
Where do people go to learn more about you?
They go to michaelbutler.org, and they can search me on social media at Mike for Mayor.
Mike, how about you? Where do people go?
Vote Mike Elam. The best way to find me on all the social media stuff. We try to keep it easy. Good luck. It was nice to meet you.
See you too.
Yeah, we'll have you both back on again. Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.